This is On Target St. John's. A look at politics, crime, education. What's happening here with the people who know? The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your On Target St. John's host, Linda Swain.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon. Linda is away for a few days. Greg Smith, once again this afternoon, filling in for Linda. And our special guest this afternoon is a good friend of us here at VOCM, Major Renee Lovelace, Divisional Secretary for Public Relations and Development with the Salvation Army here in the province. Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again today.
Well, I know this is a very busy time of the year for you, so I appreciate you taking some time for us. We're going to get into everything from the Happy Tree to the Kettle campaign. But I do want to start off with the mission of the Salvation Army. Folks have heard the ads, actually, for the Kettle campaign. You saying, you know, helping us deliver our message and keeping our message of hope. So talk about that for us.
Well, the mission of the Salvation Army is really about, sharing the love of God. It's about meeting human needs and being a transforming influence in the communities where we serve. And we've been doing that in Newfoundland and Labrador for over 130 years. And we're doing it each and every day. And we're so thankful for all those who believe in our mission and join us in our endeavor to make a difference in the lives of people in the communities, to help build stronger and more compassionate communities. We want to feed and clothe and shelter and empower those in need, and people join us in that mission each and every day with their support and with their encouragement. So that's what we're all about. And, we realize that many people have made giving to the Salvation Army their favorite way of helping those in need. Especially we see that at Christmas, but also throughout the year as well. And we're very grateful for that. And I do want to say to your listeners today that we are committed to being excellent stewards of people's trust in us. And we realize that the support has been tremendous. And we just want to make every dollar go as far as it can to make a difference in the lives of people in need in the community.
I know the need continues to grow every single year within our communities. And there's many ways that folks can get out and help you folks. But there's one thing that we want to drive home today, which is the registration, actually, that is ongoing right now. Just give us a bit of a background on that and what's going on today.
Yeah, we've done 3 days of registration already for those needing food assistance this Christmas and toys. And the registration is going on again today. This is the fourth and final day that's been scheduled for registration. So right at this very moment, from 1 o'clock this afternoon until 3:30, registration is happening at the Salvation Army Citadel at 25 Adams Avenue. And anyone who needs to register for support from us this year, we certainly encourage them to come on down to that location, and there'll be volunteers there to meet you. And we just want everyone to be looked after this Christmas. If they need food, if they need toys, if they need clothing, just come to 25 Adams Avenue today. You need to bring MCP cards for each family member. You also need to bring proof of your current address and also proof of the income, your income amount. And that's all the information that will be required. And then someone will meet with you and take the information from you. And we just want those in need to be looked after.
Now, when it comes to registration, this is the fourth and final one, as you mentioned. You obviously have seen the need already that's there. Do you expect much more today and leading up to Christmas? Obviously, this is the final day for registration, but you always see emergency cases coming up. We're 2 weeks from Christmas Eve today.
That's right. This is the fourth scheduled day, and it's typically a busy day, and I'm sure it's shaping up that way once again. What I can say, tell your listeners today is that last year in the St. John's area, we helped 1,500 families with food assistance. We've already, before starting registration today, it was going on this morning and again this afternoon, we were past that number. So there are more people needing help this year than last year, quite significantly more. I would project that we're going to be closing in on 2,000 families, maybe even more than that when registration is over. over needing assistance with, you know, food for their Christmas, toys for their children. And so the numbers are great. When it comes to toys, last year we had 1,800 children registered to receive toys from us. Again, before today's registration, we were past the 1,800 mark. So we're going to be well past 2,000 children that are going to need toys for Christmas. And we just want every child to have toys on Christmas morning. And, you know, we're committed to making sure that that happens with the support of so many partners in the community who are helping us in this regard. And for all the financial support as well that we received toward taking care of the needs of people. So that gives you some ideas. This year, the need is much greater than last year in the St. John's area. Last year in Newfoundland and Labrador, we helped over 7,000 Newfoundlanders and Labradorians at Christmas. And the pattern that we're seeing this year is shaping up that number is going to be higher across the whole province, obviously. So the need is great, but we believe that the generosity of people will match the need. And you know, the Salvation Army will certainly meet every need that we possibly can to make Christmas brighter and special and you know, less stressful. Mm-hmm. For families this year.
It's a very stressful time of year.
It is. It's a wonderful time of the year, mm-hmm. right? As we say, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But during this most wonderful time of the year, there are many hurting neighbors. Mm-hmm. There are many people who are struggling out there all around us. And sometimes poverty is not always easy to see, but many people turn to the Salvation Army, and that's why we're here. That's why we put our Christmas kettles on. That's why we take donations from people to be here when people need us, and certainly we're seeing the need this year to be quite significant.
We're going to talk about some of the ways that folks can help you meet that need, but talk about the rise in the need. You're already above the numbers from last year. It seems like every year the numbers increase even just a little bit, but we do see an increase most year after year. So just, I guess, from your perspective, your amount of time with the Salvation Army, what you have seen with that need and the increase, and maybe, you know, why that is increasing every year.
Yeah. Well, there are many different circumstances. You know, people's lives and their situations can change quite significantly, you know, just within a very short period of time. There are those right now who may feel that they're going to be okay for Christmas, but, you know, something may happen, a crisis, a situation arises, a job loss, you know, other challenges that people face in their lives, and the need becomes theirs to have someone help them at Christmas. And so there are many different things. But the reality is that this year we're seeing a much larger need for assistance in the St. John's area. And we don't have everything in yet all across the province when it comes to the numbers that we're going to be helping this Christmas. But everything is pointing toward the number being large this year. And like I said already, the Salvation Army wants to be there for each and every person who needs us.
We are 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve. We've alluded to that, which means we're kind of down to the wire when it comes to getting a lot of these supports in. And we're going to talk about some of the ways you can help support the Salvation Army, one of the major ones every year, the Kettle Campaign. As Renee Loveless, Major Loveless, says, the kettle is on, and we're going to talk a bit about that coming up after this break. You're listening to On Target St. John's on your VOCM.
This is On Target St. John's on VOCM. Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
Well, it actually is Greg Smith today because Linda is enjoying some downtime ahead of the busy holiday season. Well, I guess that busy holiday season has already begun, hasn't it, Major Renee Loveless?
Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly has. But busy is good.
That's right. Yeah. And you guys are very busy with a number of different initiatives with the Salvation Army here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Of course, Major Renee Loveless, the Divisional Secretary for Public Relations and Development. One of the major ones, and it's been longstanding in in the province, the kettle campaign.
Hey, it goes back to 1906.
Wow.
That was when the first Christmas kettle was put on here in St. John's, Newfoundland. So that's about 113 years ago, mm-hmm. and here we are. We put the kettles on again in 2019 for the very same reason, so that we can help vulnerable people in the community when they need help at Christmas and throughout the year.
Well, let's talk about that campaign. The kettle is on. I mean, just the meaning behind that for you folks. Folks around Newfoundland and Labrador obviously know about, you know, putting the kettle on for a cup of tea, but the spin that you guys have on it really will go help a long way with a lot of families.
Absolutely. There's something about putting the kettle on that really resonates with us in Newfoundland and Labrador in particular. And I can remember my grandfather coming home from the fishing boat years ago when I was just a little boy and saying to grandmother, put the kettle on. Right. And I can remember as a boy when friends would visit our home and there was that fantastic smell of my dad's freshly baked molasses buns. And mom would say, I'll put the kettle on. And putting the kettle on brings with it feelings of warmth and security and hope and the sense that everything is all right as we gather together with loved ones and friends over a cup of tea or coffee. And you know, every Christmas, the Salvation Army receives a lot of company. And we know that. We know many people are going to be turning to us in their times of need. And that's why we put the Christmas kettles on, so that we can be ready to welcome all those who come to us and ensure that no one goes without a Christmas dinner or toys for their children or warm clothing that they need for the winter season. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's all about. And it goes way back, and it's become very well known over the years. And so many people drop money into that Christmas kettle.
Well, I was going to mention, we're dropping money into the kettles. It's 113 years now since the first one was here in St. John's. Times have certainly changed. One of the things that you guys are trying out this year at your Avalon Mall kettle is you actually have the debit and credit machines there, right?
We have a debit machine. That's right. You just tap to donate or insert your credit card or your debit card. So, that's being tested this year at the Avalon Mall. And some days it gets a fair amount of use. Each day is different. But it does provide an option for people, because many people would walk by our Christmas kettle and you know, would say, I'd like to give, but I have no cash. And you know, we live in a time when most of us just don't carry cash. But the option is there very conveniently, just to step up and choose what you want to donate. Tap or insert your card, and your receipt comes out very quickly. It's pretty easy to do. So we're just providing that option in the Avalon Mall this year as a bit of a test. We may try some other locations as we move towards Christmas. We'll see. But we just wanted to know what the reaction to it would be, how much usage it would get, and then we'll see how it goes or grows in the future. But still, you know, people come prepared. Even though we don't normally carry cash, people come prepared to donate to our Christmas kettle, and that just happens, and we're just so grateful for that. So, the giving this year, you know, we're 2 weeks to Christmas Eve, as you said at the beginning of the show. That's hard to believe, really, but you know, that's where we are. And for us, for the kettle campaign, we have 13 days left to go. That includes today, and that includes the 4 hours that we put the kettle out to finish on Christmas Eve. So it's winding down. Mm-hmm. But I have to say that, you know, so far this year, we're tracking very well, and we're very grateful for all the donations that are being made at the Christmas kettle. But going back to the need being as great as it is this year, as I mentioned already, then, you know, we need a strong finish. You know, these last 13 days, we're really counting on them being very strong days with the kettle boiling over. Really, you know, keep the kettle boiling, and with the generosity, and the Salvation Army will use these funds to the best possible way that we can to meet as much need as we can in the community this mm-hmm. Christmas and throughout the year.
Now, speaking of the funds, I mentioned this to you off the air. Obviously, all these funds, people that donate to you will stay right here in this province, helping directly your neighbors, your community, your family, and friends.
Stays in the community. community where it's raised. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And we have kettles out in 30 different locations across the province. And that's how it works. The donations that happen at the kettle stay local to meet the needs in the community where they were given. So that meets a lot of needs at Christmas and throughout the year. And there are many wonderful things that happen at Christmas kettles, you know, wonderful stories. And some of your listeners may have heard me share this story before, some maybe not. But last year on Christmas Eve, a young boy about 10 years old approached our kettle stand at the Avalon Mall. And when he got there, he pulled a baggie from his pocket, and it was filled with coins. And he proceeded on Christmas Eve to deposit a total of $31 in coin into that Christmas kettle. And when he was thanked for his kindness, he told the story that his grandfather had recently passed away, and how his grandfather was a very special and caring person in his life. So he decided to save up this money as Christmas was approaching so he could give it away on Christmas Eve in honor of his grandfather to help others. You know, that's a touching little story, mm-hmm. but there are many more stories like that where people of all ages get involved. They know what the kettle is about. That messaging is out there and it's being told from generation to generation. And we see many children, as well as many seniors, you know, coming up to the Christmas kettle. And there are many stories that are shared of families and friends that have been helped by the Army and just people who appreciate what the Army mission is all about and just want to support that in a very practical way with their money. And we're so thankful for that. You know, it's all about others. You know, the founder of the Salvation Army, who is General William Booth, was invited one time to send a one-word telegram to officers at Christmas time. It was way back, of course. But one word was about all he could afford, they say, at the time. And the one word he chose to send in that telegram was others. Others. You know, that's it. From the very start of the Salvation Army in East London in 1865 to this very day here in Newfoundland in 2019, the Salvation Army has been about others. Others who are struggling to get by. Others going through economic hardships. Others in emergency situations. Others who need a listening ear or a shoulder to lean on. Others without a sense of direction in their lives. Others with no place to call home. Others in the grip of addiction who have literally lost everything. Others who need compassion and dignity and hope for a brighter future. Others has been and always will be, I can tell you today, the motto of the Salvation Army. Others, that's why we're here. And that's why we're talking today, really, about the Kettle Campaign. It's all about others. We're here for others who need us. But we're here for others who need us because so many people out there, are supporting us with their finances, with their giving, with their encouragement. And that's how it works. Mm-hmm. And we're so grateful for that. It's the generous support that we receive that enables the Salvation Army to continue its vital work of meeting human needs and being a transforming influence in the communities where we serve.
Now, you mentioned a lot about the support. Obviously, you get some financial support, and we'll talk about the Happy Tree shortly and some of the toy donations. But you Absolutely. Get a lot of support through individuals and through businesses who are volunteering their time with you. And you mentioned, that story of the little boy coming up and donating $31. And you and I see each other at the Mall of Fear Bay because I'm usually down with Happy doing a couple of on locations, and we'll run into each other. And I always love going by the kettle because you always see little children coming up, and they're asking, what's the kettle? And they're learning about it. But you also see, and I've seen it with our staff, we did a stingray day with the kettle on Saturday past, and a lot of the folks volunteering the time, they brought their kids with them, and they were there helping, mom and dad pass out all the thank you pamphlets and stuff, and just to spread that message, and it's going generation to generation. It's why it's been going on for 113 years, and will probably go for another 113 years.
Yes, we believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, it's not losing any steam. It's certainly widely recognized, and it's become deeply ingrained. ingrained, obviously, in our history and in our province. And it's all about, as I said, feeding, clothing, sheltering, empowering those in need. Mm-hmm. And we mean to keep on doing that. But we can only do that with the support that we receive. So that's the incredible thing about it. People are very generous. Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's the time of the year when needs are most conspicuous as well and most obvious. But it's also the time of the year when Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, their generous spirit shines through to help those who are most vulnerable. And, they trust the Salvation Army to do that, to use their money to meet that need. The Salvation Army stands between the generosity of people who care and people who want to make a difference, people who want to share, and the needs that are there, the faces of need that we meet in our programs, not only at Christmas, but throughout the whole year. We stand in between that generosity and that need, and we just try to meet those needs each and every day as they come to us.
Now, before we take a quick time out and we get into a few other things, I do want to just talk about the volunteering with the Kettle Campaign. Yep. You mentioned it's still 13 days counting today and Christmas Eve. Obviously, you probably still have some room for volunteers. So if individuals and businesses want to get involved with you and take an hour out of their day, stand by a kettle and help you guys out, how can they do that?
Well, they can call our office at 579-2022 and ask to speak to Brian Hart, who is the coordinator of our Kettle Campaign in the St. John's area. And Brian will be happy to take your call and to receive your support. I do want to say a big thank you to all the volunteers that are out there helping us this year once again. We rely so heavily on our volunteers. They're the army behind the army, as we say sometimes. They really are. And I can't say enough, by way of our appreciation to our volunteers at Christmas, but again, volunteers who are with us throughout the year. But so many get involved at Christmas. So many businesses, as you say, today Probus is at the Kettle in the Avalon Mall, and on Saturday, Goldwing Road Riders were on the Kettle at the Village Mall, and so many groups get involved like that, as well as many individuals. Scotia Bank, Crime Prevention Association. The team Burton and Remax Infinity, Eastern Health, paramedics or paramedicine and medical transport team, they help us with kettles and with toys as well. So many volunteers. We're very thankful as well to all the businesses that allow us to put our kettles in their locations.
And there's some 15, you say, I think?
15 in the St. John's area alone. Right now, today, there should be 15 kettle stands, 15 kettles on, and volunteers are standing at each of these kettles, gratefully receiving all the support that's coming to us.
Well, if you're listening to us today here on Target St. John's, that number again is 579-2022. You can ask for Brian, and he'll get you all set up on a kettle, because I'm telling you, if you want to feel the meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of it, stand at one of those kettles for an hour, and you're going to experience it. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick time out here on Target St. John's and come back. We'll talk a bit more about the Happy Tree Campaign, which is a partnership of 45 years now with the Salvation Army, VOCM, and the Avalon Mall. More on that on the way. This is On Target St. John's. Greg Smith for Linda Swain, along with Major Renee Lovelace of the Salvation Army here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
This is On Target St. John's on VOCM. Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
Well, Linda Swain's away this week. I'm Greg Smith, and I'm joined this afternoon by Major Renee Lovelace, the Divisional Secretary for Public Relations and Development with the Salvation Army here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We just had a great conversation about the kettles being back on, but another busy thing for you this month is the Happy Tree Campaign. Let's talk about the need there, how much you need to bring in, I guess, to meet the demand.
Yeah, that's the Happy Tree partnership with the Salvation Army is absolutely so important. We look forward to doing this every year. And I thought you said 45 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, earlier when we were chatting, that's a long-standing tradition, really, that so many people look forward to, right? We go back a few weeks to the launch of Happy Tree, you know, hundreds of people there that morning just to be a part of that, and so many hundreds of people will give toys to the Happy Tree, and it will go a long way to helping us meet the need when it comes to toys, because the need is great. The number is large, and when I say the number, I'm going to say now that I've said a number of times along the way this year, people think that is a lot of toys, and it is. We need 10,000 plus toys.
Wow.
This year. Happy Tree is a major part of getting us, to that number. We want every child to have gifts under their tree on Christmas morning. We want there to be excitement and happiness in every home. In spite of the struggles and the financial challenges that people might have, we can help brighten up their homes at Christmas by ensuring that no child goes without toys on Christmas morning. So that's why Happy Tree is so important. And I think happy is what we're concentrating on here. We want people to experience the joy of having Christmas and having, gifts and toys on Christmas morning. So that's what Happy Tree is all about. But we need 10,000 toys. And, the way we distribute the toys is a little different than we used to do years ago. The last couple of years, we've changed the way of distributing toys. One time, we would get information when people registered about the age of their child, some idea of what the child would be interested in. Our volunteers would sort through the selection of toys that we had, try to match that up as best we could. But it was hit and miss, as best we could. But people still seemed to very much appreciate all that we were doing. But the way we do it now is that we lay all the toys out like in a big Santa shop. And when parents and guardians come through to receive toys, they choose the toys from the different selection that we have. So the more toys we have, the better selection, the greater chance we're going to have of bringing those smiles to children's faces on Christmas morning. So many wonderful toys come through the Happy Tree. And, you can just take a tag off the tree as you're walking along. It gives you some information about age and what that toy should look like. It needs to come unwrapped. Don't wrap them up because we need to see these toys, and parents and guardians need to see what they're selecting. But we appreciate the generosity. And I understand that the giving has been very steady at Happy Tree again this year. And the box is getting filled up there on a regular basis, getting emptied on a regular basis by the Salvation Army. Toys going into our warehouse, being sorted through. And just next week, they're beginning on the 16th. The 17th, rather, of December, the toys will start to go out to people's homes this Christmas, and we know that they'll bring a lot of happiness to all those who will receive them. So we're so thankful to BLCM Cares, Avalon Mall, for this partnership with the Salvation Army for the Happy Tree. And that happens not only here in St. John's, it's in other locations as well. Like I was to Gander following the morning we did the launch of our Christmas kettles. I went to Gander and was a part of the Christmas kettle launch there. And Happy Tree launch as well coincided with that. Up in the Buren Peninsula in Marystown, it's happening there as well. So different locations, we're grateful for the partnership.
Now, we should mention as well, if you are heading into the Avalon Mall and you're going out to Lululemon Court and you don't see Happy, well, Happy's in the mall. He's got moved this year. He's down by the new entrance going into the mall by Winners. A lot of folks have found Happy, though. I've been there a number of times doing some on-location work there, and folks have been coming, giving generously. But one thing I noticed again this year, when you look at the tags that are on the tree, when you see the age and the gender, still a great need for those 9 and older. So when we say kids and donating toys to kids, we're actually looking for infants up to the age of 18. But that 9-plus age group, that's a big one.
It is. And that we don't want to forget that age group. You know, it becomes a little more challenging. People tend to think of the smaller, younger children when it comes to toys. And that's all wonderful. We're grateful for that. But, you know, when the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds, we don't want to leave them out either. That's where, you know, gift cards or movie passes or gifts for like curling irons for the girls and different sports items for boys that are a little older. They really fit well. So, yeah, if there are people can, you know, think about the teens and what you can do in that way, then that will ensure that we're able to get all the different age groups covered this Christmas. So, yeah, thank you for mentioning that. And thank you to everyone who's already thought about our teens and those who will continue to do so as we come down to the last couple of weeks.
We ran into each other last Thursday. We were in the mall. You were meeting up with a group, dropping off donations. Shortly after that, a group from the Penton building came in with a large number of donations. Folks can drop it right off to the mall. There's a bright red bin outside of where Happy's located across from Winners. But if they got big donations from businesses and organizations, you can arrange pickup and you can arrange a drop-off too, which is something we should mention because we want to make sure we're organized here. So we don't want to be surprised with truckloads of toys coming in, right? No, we want to see it, but we don't want to be surprised and caught off guard.
Absolutely. Just call 726-0393. If you're coming by with a large donation of toys, that's our Community and Family Services office number, and we'd be happy to hear from you and coordinate things together so that we wouldn't want anyone showing up at the warehouse and find that it's not a time that someone is there. Mm-hmm. So just call in at 726-0393, and you can talk to someone about making these arrangements and getting the toys to the warehouse.
And you could also, I think, if I remember correctly, you correct me if I'm wrong, but if you call that number, you can also arrange for your work to help with the distribution center, right? Like, you're looking Absolutely. For volunteers for that constantly, yeah. too.
Or you can arrange to have the toys delivered right to Happy as well, instead of to the warehouse, because that's certainly an option, and that's exciting to see groups, like you mentioned already last week, coming in and making their donation there instead of going directly to the warehouse. So either way, it gets, you know, to where it needs to be, but we want to create as much action as we can around the Happy Tree. So, just reach out to us at our Community and Family Services, coordinate things, and we'd be happy to meet many more groups like that and sharing the excitement, and hopefully people can really feel good about the fact that they are making a difference and they are bringing smiles and happiness and helping to brighten Christmas for so many this year.
726-0393. Once again, that's that phone number when it comes to that. One of the things about Happy, too, that a lot of folks will recognize, of course, the kids get the chance to interact with Happy. It's a great family tradition. But you go down to the mall, and you see these toys coming in. You see the gifts coming in. And, you know, folks getting creative, too. I was there the other day, and, you know, people are knitting gloves and scarves and putting their own spins to it. But the generosity is so great. It's very rare that I see a group come that is just like a single item. There's bags of stuff going into that donation bin constantly, and it's absolutely mind-blowing every time you see a family come and they're just like, here's a bag full of toys, you know?
Yeah. Again, it speaks to the, you know, the generosity shining through at this time of the year. People who really care about their community, people who want to give back. Right. And, you know, sometimes the people who give back are the people who received help at some point in their lives. That's a story that we hear quite often as well at the Kettle. I heard it already. You know, the reason I'm giving was, you know, and I'm telling my children this story. This was a father coming with his two children, and they deposited $20 each, these two kids, into the Kettle. And I just thanked them for their generosity. And the story was, I'm telling my kids, there was a time in my life when I was down and I needed help. It was a long time ago. I'm doing very well today. But I want you to know that Salvation Army helped your dad. And so it's important to give to the Christmas kettle, to give back. It was a beautiful moment. Again, another one of these stories at the Christmas kettle, but again, speaking to the fact that people want to make a difference. And, and many who give know what it's like to be in need as well. And I think that makes the giving even more significant in so many ways. Thankfully, many people have not had that kind of experience, and they're still very generous, and they're very kind, and they're very caring, and we see that all the time as well. But there are many stories like that of people who once needed to rely on assistance themselves, and often it's around Christmas time. I was just in Happy Valley Goose Bay a couple of weeks ago for Christmas with the Salvation Army there, and they had a beautiful event that night at the Arts and Culture Center, and one of the musicians who was donating his time and his talent to support the Salvation Army told the story of before he sang, of being on the street in Western Canada as a young man, and he was cold, he was hungry, and he needed help. And someone told him about this building that was downtown. And as he approached it, he saw the red shield on the building, and he went inside. He received shelter. He received warm food, and he was cared for there. And he said, I'm fine today as a businessman, but at that time I needed help. And that's why I'm here tonight, singing to support the Salvation Army. And I'm asking those in the audience, to donate as well, because it does make a difference for so many people. And I'm one of the faces like that. So many stories like that.
Powerful.
That are out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. For sure. Speaking, you mentioned a building downtown Western Canada. There's a building going up in our downtown,
absolutely,
too, that we're going to get into, the Center for Hope, which has been a campaign for the last number of years. We'll talk a bit more about that with Major Renee Lovelace of the Salvation Army when On Target St. John's returns.
Claudette Barnes is ready to take you home in the style you become accustomed to. Local news, classic hits, and surprise guests. The VOCM Drive Home this afternoon at 2 on VOCM. Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
All right, it's Greg Smith for Linda Swain this afternoon into our final segment with our special guest, Major Renee Lovelace with the Salvation Army. And I mentioned just before the break about the Center for Hope, which is being built in downtown here in St. John's. What's the latest on the progress there?
Well, things are moving along, really. It's very exciting. The 18 Springdale Street is where the new Chesapeake, the Salvation Army Chesapeake Center of Hope is being constructed. And I just heard a report just before coming to the studio today that we're about 68% complete.
Amazing.
At this time, so we're closing in on 70% of the project being complete, and we're looking forward to 2020. It's going to be a momentous year for the Salvation Army, really. We've owned property and have had programs on Springdale Street for over 100 years. All of these buildings were eventually demolished. The programs went down, but we're currently still operating our new Hope Center from George Street United Church. When we get our new center, of course, all of these programs will come into our new building and other programs as well. So the Salvation Army programming, we have a long history here, but we will have an incredible boost in this city and for our province in 2020 with the coming Center of Hope. And it will provide a much-needed facility to continue and expand our reach of giving hope today. The amenities, the programs, and services that will be offered in this building are designed to alleviate the concerns that burden our most vulnerable citizens, from homelessness to mental health issues to substance abuse, to name just a few. This center will be like a beacon in this community, we believe, to let Newfoundlanders and Labradorians know that we're here. We're here providing hope and giving people a place to call home. For the Salvation Army, the Center of Hope is not just about having an impressive piece of real estate in downtown St. John's, though it will be a beautiful building. And we'd certainly encourage people to drive by and just see how it's unfolding. But you know, it's all about the people whose lives will be impacted for time and for eternity, we believe, as well as a result of the programs and the services that we're able to provide at that site. And so many people have been on this journey with us. And we're just so excited together to see the concept becoming a reality. You know, it was a big undertaking, a lot of money that needed to be assembled in order for us to move forward. And we're just grateful for, again, the tremendous support that came to make this, as I said, concept, this dream, now becoming a reality before our very eyes. And then, you know, all the programming that will be happening there in the years to come, so many people whose lives will be impacted, you know, through the services that the Salvation Army will continue to provide and the new expanded services that we're also able to provide going forward.
You mentioned the folks that you will be able to help. You were telling me a story off the air before we came on, and I want to give you a moment to share Tammy's story with us. It's featured, I believe it's in the newsletter that you were showing me. So let's tell everybody Tammy's story, because this is really one that will show the impact that you have here in the province.
Yes. Tammy's story is a wonderful story. One of many like this. But Tammy says, there were days I went hungry, so my kids didn't. For years, the 38-year-old mother of four has lived below the poverty line on less than $20,000 a year. And hunger has been her family's constant companion. I've struggled to pay rent, find food to eat, pay hydro. I felt like a failure as a mother. Tammy says, some days I didn't know where the food would come from. During these times when the cupboards were bare, when she had lost hope, when there were no presents under the Christmas tree for her young children, Tammy found help and strength when she turned to the Salvation Army. And we're so glad that we could be there for Tammy in her time of need. If it wasn't for the Salvation Army, we would have all gone hungry, she says. And for Christmas, my children would have had nothing. Thankfully, life is looking more hopeful for Tammy and her kids these days, and she recently landed a good full-time job. She's now studying for a degree in social work, and Tammy credits the Salvation Army for her stability and helping her get her life back on track. And in gratitude, she regularly volunteers herself now with the Salvation Army, and she says there have been many days of tears. But now only good days. So that's what it's about. You know, it's meeting people where they are in their time of need and helping them to build a brighter future. And there are many, many Tammys out there. And that's what we're really talking about today, whether we're talking about the Christmas kettles, where we're talking about the Center of Hope that's coming in the new year. It's all about, you know, those who stand in need and the Salvation Army being there. You know, I can give you some stats to give you some idea of the scope of what we're doing. In the past year, the Salvation Army provided almost 39,000 meals, free meals, to those in need. We provided nearly 7,000 shelter days to those without a place to call home. We gave a fabulous, unforgettable experience to nearly 500 children and youth who otherwise could not have attended a summer camp. We helped upwards to 26,000 individuals through our community and family services programs. We assisted over 7,000 Newfoundlanders and Labradorians at Christmas. We gave support to nearly 700 people through our emergency and disaster services. We provided assistance to hundreds of families, many of them with smaller children, every week at our food banks, as well as to singles, students, and seniors experiencing a food shortage. So that's just a little statistical overview and glimpse of some of the things that the Salvation Army is doing. We're here to meet core human needs. Financial, emotional, spiritual, with dignity and without discrimination, for vulnerable people across all walks of life who turn to us in their times of need. And we can do this with them and for them because of the kindness and compassion of so many people out there in the community. And again, I do want to say thank you to everyone for their support to the Salvation Army and for helping to build a brighter future for so many people, giving them hope for today as well, but also helping them to build a brighter future. And certainly, I say Merry Christmas to everyone again this year.
Well, this hour has been quite the hour to discuss what the Salvation Army is doing for our province and, of course, what the need is leading into Christmas. As we've mentioned a number of times, it's 2 weeks from today until Christmas Eve. So if you're out and about doing some Christmas shopping, keep an eye out for a kettle and make sure you consider donating to the VOCM Avalon Mall Happy Tree, which was a partnership of 45 years now with the Salvation Army. Major Renee Lovelace of the Salvation Army, our in-studio guest today, I want to thank you so much. We're up against the clock, but thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule today.
Wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much.
All right, and come back tomorrow afternoon. I'll be here for Linda Swain once again. Greg Smith here, and we're going to be having some Music and L folks in tomorrow. Talk about the year that was for Music and L and how they're moving forward into 2020. This has been On Target St. John's.